Psalm 23 says, "The Lord prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies." Oh, how God wants us to see that He loves us with an everlasting love. Let's enter into worship as God says, "Come dine with us. Come dine with me." As God brings His life and His love and His light into your heart, open your spirit and let Him breathe His presence into your inner being. Children, Lord, we come to You, and like a wonderful Father, You place Your arms round about us and tell us how much You love us. We cry out to hear Your words, Lord, words that will touch our hearts and shape our inner worlds. As we worship You, Lord, as we yield our spirit to You, let that inner, still, small voice rise up inside of us, and let it always say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We thank You so much for Your love as we worship You this day.
To me.
Into this next song, I want to be more like you, Lord. Let's again yield ourselves to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives, and that is to bring the life and the very nature of Jesus Christ alive inside of us. Sing out, Lord, I want to be more like you.
I wanna be more like you. vessel that you work through. I want to be a vessel that's small.
God wants us to crucify ourselves, to die to self, and to live for Jesus Christ. As we worship God, let's sing out, "Lord, I consecrate myself before you. I separate myself from the world, and I bring myself into oneness with you." Oh, it's the heart cry of God to truly be seen in and through you, so that His holiness can live and truly be sensed by others through your life. Will you cry out with me, "Lord, I crucify myself.
that's within me.
We hunger and thirst, Father God, for your anointing that not only brings healing deep inside of us, but brings inner strength and causes us to be a vessel of honor. Oh, Lord, as we worship you, as we yield our spirit to you, pour your anointing on us. Let Jesus rise in our hearts and let his name be glorified in the very breath that we breathe and in the very words that we speak. Let it be your anointing that brings life through us.
Thank you.
To glorify you. Father, here we are in worship and in praise to glorify you. Let our lights shine. Let our lives make a difference on the face of this earth. Let people see your glory flowing through our lives, through our eyes, through the very words that we speak. We desire to glorify you. Rise up, Lord, and let your glory flow in our hearts.
As I come into the sanctuary of the Most High God, with praise and worship, thanksgiving in my heart, I offer up to you spirit, soul, and body. It's you I exalt, only you I glorify. Oh,
they that wait upon the Lord. In your presence, Lord, we will always be renewed. In your presence, Lord, our weaknesses will be swallowed up in your strength. As we come to you, Father God, pour out that fresh water of your life and strengthen us from the inside out. Revive us, Lord. For in ourselves we are weak, but in you, O God, we know that we're strong and more than conquerors. We wait upon you, Lord, in our worship and in our adoration to you.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and never shall renew
because of you, Lord, I live today. Because of you, Father God, I know how to love and to give love. You are the great I am. I am everything. And so, Father God, I worship you because without you I have no life. But with you, I have all things. You are the I am everything in my life. And so, therefore, I could do only one thing, and that is to worship you as the great I am, the Holy One, the God of heaven and the God of earth, the God who fills all in all. You are the great I am.
Stand up straight.